Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, we're going to expose one of the worst Christian channels on YouTube. I was shocked to find out that no one has ever exposed these guys before. And when I show you who's behind all this, you will be shocked and you'll want to warn people as well. So are you ready? Let's go.
Well, I'm excited to have our next guest, Kirk Cameron. He's a well-known actor, producer, talk show host, and he's an outspoken Christian. You may remember him for his role as Mike Seaver on the 80s sitcom Growing Pains. And for many years, Kirk has been involved in faith and family-focused films, live events, and the highly successful American Campfire Revival, one of my favorites. His talk show, Takeaways, airs weekly on TBN, and his newest feature film called Life Mark opened last week in theaters across the nation. Kirk, welcome to Flashpoint. Glad you're here.
Hey, Gene, great to talk with you. Man, when you list all those things, I'm thinking, how do I have time to do all of this kind of stuff? I need to slow down.
Yeah, it makes you feel old, doesn't it? Yeah.
So, well, it makes me realize how busy I am, but I'm really grateful to be talking with you because this is a critical time in the country's history, and we need men of faith and character, and you're one of those, so thank you.
Well, thank you.
So in that clip I just showed you, you may have recognized actor Kirk Cameron, but you may not have recognized the other gentleman. That is Gene Bailey. Gene is the host of Flashpoint, which is one of the shows on one of the worst YouTube channels out there. And we're going to look at this so-called Christian channel and why it's so dangerous and why you should avoid it at all costs. So the YouTube channel in question is called The Victory Channel. Now, please don't let this, you know, fool you by its name. I mean, you know, who doesn't want victory? I want victory.
How about new?
This channel has almost 700,000 subscribers and has made almost 1,200 videos that are infecting people around the world. But you will soon find out that just because it sounds good does not necessarily mean it is. Now, before I tell you why this is so dangerous, I want you to see a few clips from this channel so you can see what it's really all about.
Preacher conference, and we were all sitting there. I want to know what's the biggest donations ever given to your ministry. You know, I didn't say nothing. Finally, John Hagin was there. He said, and I love John. John's a blessing. He said, Jesse, what's the biggest donation I've ever given to you? I said, trust.
Whoa.
It's the biggest one. Trust. Because you see, if you don't have trust, you have nothing. You see what I'm saying? If the people can't believe your word, that's why I love what Brother Copeland says, and I know for a fact, not by faith, his salary. I'm on that board of directors, and we vote on that. It's as pure can be, spiritually, physically, financially, sexually, in every area.
Well, there's some red flags right away. You just heard on the Victory Channel false teacher Jesse Duplantis and his trust and love for other false teachers like John Hagee and Kenneth Copeland. I mean, that's a violation of so many verses in the Bible.
Well, hey guys, it's Kazen from Real Talk News, and I want to give you a little quiz to see if you know what verses were just violated. Was it Ephesians 5:11, 2 John 1:9-11, James 4:4, Romans 16, verses 17-18, 1 Corinthians 15:33, or was it Galatians 1, verses 6-9? If you chose all those verses, you'd be correct. Let's get back to the main video.
So first thing you need to know about the Victory Channel is that it's all about your money and all about false teachers teaming up to twist God's word and to deceive you. They want you to give, 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 and sow. They will twist God's word to get every last penny from you. They also love to flaunt what they have in the hopes that, you know, you're going to see them and go, well, hey, I want to be like them. I mean, if they're rich and they're following Jesus, I can be rich if I follow Jesus.
This guy was on television. He said, I heard you was a millionaire. I said, that's not right. That's not true. He said, yes, it is. I said, no, it's not. Multi.
All right.
Now, add that to it and you'll be all right. Oh, he couldn't handle that. He liked to have had a fit. And I said, you mess with me, I'll buy this station and I'll fire you. Yeah. Oh, he didn't like that, did he? You know, that was a little fleshy, but it felt good.
So what you just heard there is a lot of bragging. It's not about the glory of God, it's about the glory of Jesse Duplantis. I mean, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, that whether you eat or whether you drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. We don't do things to the glory of ourselves. So is this anything that God is impressed by or anything that he endorses? Absolutely not. But listen to this false teaching. It should make you sick.
I really believe this. If people would call this number and put this victory all over the world on every available voice, every available outlet, God, the Father, he would say, Jesus, go get him.
Yeah.
Because you see, he wants to see us as much as we want to see him. You see what I'm saying? And so what has hindered all these things is because people are not doing in the financial realm, because we live in an economic world, what God's called them to do.
Well, I want you to all say it with me. Said no verse ever. I mean, if giving actually would speed up the time for Jesus to return, then the Bible would actually say so, but it doesn't. And you notice how vague it was? You know, he didn't give a certain amount that you had to give. No, just keep giving and, you know, Jesus will come back sooner or later.
You sure about that?
That is a load of nonsense. These men are only doing this to manipulate the gullible and the people that are desperate. They teach things that sound almost biblical, but in the end, they are simply leading people to hell like this.
I was preaching this the other day, that opposites attract, but so the outcasts attract. Zacchaeus was an outcast, but so was Jesus on the other spectrum, an outcast. Now think about that. When he saw that man, Zac, I can just call him Zac, he saw something in Zacchaeus that no one else did. You know what he saw? Most people believe in original sin. Some people believe in original sin. He believed in original goodness.
Yeah. Blasphemy!
That's what the Lord told me. He said, I believe in original goodness. I could see the good in that man.
Yeah, he did.
Why would you say that?
Now, I want you to know that what you just heard was not only shocking and wrong, but nowhere found in the Bible. But before I show you more on this channel and their nonsense, I want you to see where this all comes from.
Could it be?
Whoops, sorry, did I give it away? Well, kind of. But I want you to watch this intro video on their channel to see who's really behind all this.
Since the beginning of Kenneth Copeland Ministries in 1967, part of its mission has been to preach the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. With nearly 10 years of online and streaming platform preparation, the groundwork had been laid, and it was finally time to launch a full-scale television network that would be the first of its kind. And in 2019, the Victory Channel television network was officially launched. The Victory Channel is 24/7, faith-based programming you can trust to teach the uncompromised word of God.
Hold up. Did she just say that the Victory Channel is all about preaching the truth of God's word 24/7? No. That is not true, you guys. The Victory Channel is all about spreading false doctrine, false teaching, and promoting false teachers, all while preaching a false gospel and putting it all around the world. See, the tragic part in all this is so many people today have no discernment. I mean, they'll see someone on TV and think, well, they must be good. I mean, they've got a wonderful ministry. They opened their Bible. They used a Bible verse. We should send them our money. No, no, and definitely not. The Bible talks about this in Jeremiah 17, verses 5 through 8, where it warns us that we're not to put our trust in mankind. And if we do, we are in dire straits and in big trouble. So it all started out with false teacher and heretic Kenneth Copeland, who got a so-called prophetic word from the Lord in 1976.
No, he didn't.
To lead people astray with a false gospel. I mean, preach the word.
One of our foundation scriptures, 1 John 5:4. This is the victory.
This is the victory.
That overcomes the world, even our faith. So, first of all, one of the announcements we have for you, we're changing the name, The Believer's Voice of Victory, to simply Victory.
Victory Network.
Victory.
Victory Network. Victory Network. Glory to God.
This will be really in its finality by September 30th. And I wanted to do this for you, and then I'll let you go ahead and preach. But it's amazing that the network that we have has expanded and enlarged. And we're going to continue to do that because that word from 1976, every available voice, we are still operating off of that word.
I hope you guys understand that this is absolutely demonic. From cults to false religion, it is pure deception. And it always starts with God gave me a word. Yet this so-called word is nowhere to be found in the Bible. It's only something they made up in their heads. This happened with the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Four Square Church, Seventh-day Adventists, Jim Jones, and on and on and on. Now, how do we know it wasn't a bad burrito, or a bad night's sleep, or something they ate, or something they just made up in their heads? See, there are three spirits that we can be listening to, and two of them always lead us astray. There's a demonic spirit, there's your spirit, and then there's the Holy Spirit. Now, Kenneth Copeland was clearly listening to the first two. How do we know that? Because if you line up what he says, what he does, and what he believes, they always go against God's word. Kind of like this.
The fear of, what are we going to do? I'm getting laid off at work. Hey, your job's not your source. Mm-hmm. If it is, you're in trouble. Jesus is your source. Whatever you do right now, don't you stop tithing. Mm. Don't you stop sowing offerings. Well, they won't let us go to church. Well, email it in there, text, give or something, but you get your tithe in that church. If you have to go take it down there and drop it off and unstick it under the door or something, right, you get that tithe in that church, you get that offering in that church, and then you go home and you do what we're supposed to do.
Have you noticed that his message is almost always the same? You know, get out your money and give. Why? So you can get from God. Oh boy.
And give you a chance to raise your income. Praise God. You missed a place to shout right there that you need to get used to this now. Amen. Glory to God. Of course, all of our offerings will go toward the outreaches of Kenneth Copeland Ministries and especially Kenneth Copeland Ministries Canada.
See, Kenneth Copeland is a billionaire. And why is that? Because people won't do what the Bible says. Instead, they follow him hook, line, and sinker. Let's look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. It says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." See, the Victory Channel is not, and I repeat, not from God. It tickles your ears with talks of revival and so-called prophetic words, but they absolutely do not preach God's word.
Something that I see that's going on right now in the meetings that you're conducting for Flashpoint.
Sure.
They're different from the meetings that you had last year.
Yes.
Or the year before. They're different because what I see is the Lord is using it as a conduit for the present day revival that's going on and the need for our nation. Right. I'm sure you sense that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, they may come because of politics, but they leave with Jesus.
There you go.
And that's
it in a nutshell. That's so good.
Yeah.
They may come because of the politics. They may be conservatives, but they're leaving with Jesus.
Right.
So the Victory Channel is a lot like Bethel Music and Elevation Worship in the sense that they use certain things to lure people in to their false teaching. Jesus Culture, Hillsong, Bethel Music, and Elevation Worship use their music to lure people into their false teaching and their false churches. Well, the Victory Channel uses politics to lure people in because they want to come across as pro-American. But then they slowly introduce you to false teachers and to heresy. Sadly, the only thing that the Victory Channel is pro-money and pro-deception.
It's the prophetic quality of Flashpoint has always been what made it unique. From the beginning.
Okay? Watch people who always got to have an answer for everything. Always got to have a prediction for everything. Part of a sign of a false prophet is they get caught up in prediction. That's the second heaven realm. That's what psychics do.
A little bit. Pastor Hank, is there anything, before I go any further, am I missing something? Was there a prophetic word about banking here?
Yes. Yes, there was. In fact, actually, I sure.
I want to hear, weren't there some prophetic words about this coming up that were previously warning us to this?
Yes, there's been a lot of prophetic words. There's been one from October.
That's what you were, I mean, there was a, speaking of a prophetic word, there's a prophetic word about that. We're seeing a lot of people changing, flip-flopping, flip-flipping, and all that goes with it,
yeah.
Aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I was just thinking about that. I have a reference here from September 29th of 2020. Thank God for my team here.
You know, I called you earlier, and I want you to talk about, there have been some prophetic words that came out about some changes in the news media.
Okay. Watch people who always got to have an answer for everything. Always got to have a prediction for everything. Part of a sign of a false prophet is they get caught up in prediction. That's the second heaven realm. That's what psychics do. They predict. Problem is, a lot of their predictions don't ever come to pass, just like those that tap into that realm.
See, I want you to understand something about the Victory Channel. It is unbiblical. They violate scripture constantly. They promote false teachers and team up with false teachers, spreading heresy and false doctrine everywhere. They twist God's word, and they want to make it less offensive and more appealing to people in the hopes that you'll stay with them and that you'll give to their ministry. Just like TBN, the Total Blasphemy Network, and Daystar, and God TV, we need to avoid these godless channels. Do not send them your money. Do not support them. Do not post their stuff or share their stuff. These channels are from the pit of hell. See, the Victory Channel is like a Trojan horse that seems biblical, seems like something you should watch and support, but it absolutely isn't. In the end, it only leads to destruction, devastation, deception, and death. Because these false teachers are preaching a false Jesus and a false gospel straight from hell.